بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is a part of the speech delivered on April 29, 2022 by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, on the occasion of Quds Day. In the first part of this speech, Imam Khamenei expressed his gratitude for the Iranian nation for their participation in Quds Day. You people of Palestine, you self-sacrificing youth in the West Bank and in the 1948 lands, you who are struggling for God in the Jenin refugee camp, and you, the residents in the Palestinian camps outside of Palestine, are important, sensitive parts and pioneers of the resistance. Greetings be upon you. Know that, verily, Allah will defend those who believe. This is verse of Quran, chapter 22, verse 38. But if you are patient, it will certainly be best for those who are patient. Chapter 16, verse 126. But if you preserve patiently and guard against evil, that will be a determining factor in all affairs. Chapter 3, verse 186. And peace unto you for that you preserved in patience.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Now, how excellent is the final abode? Chapter 13, verse 24. The Islamic Republic of Iran advocates and supports the camp of resistance. It advocates and supports the Palestinian resistance. We have always said this. We have always acted on this, and we have stood by it. We condemn the treacherous move to normalize relations with the Zionist regime. We condemn the policy of normalization of relations. Some Arab governments have asked the US to accelerate the matter of solving the Palestinian issue. If they mean that before the US leaves the region, it should remove any obstacle standing in the way of the Zionist regime, then first of all, they have behaved treacherously and have brought disgrace to the Arab world. Secondly, they have been naive, since this is a case of the blind leading the blind. At the end of my statements, I send my greetings upon the souls of the Palestinian martyrs. I send my regards to their patient families. I send my greetings to the Palestinians who have been taken captive and prisoner, but who resist with a firm determination. I squeeze the hands of our resistant Palestinian groups who have undertaken to carry out an important part of this great responsibility. And I call on the entire world of Islam, in particular the youth, to participate in this field that brings dignity and honor. And our concluding call will be, all praise belongs to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. Chapter 10, verse 10.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.